can DA candidate Andre Pretorius create a DA's office that is worthy of Savannah's trust after the incompetence of the last 4 years? It starts with recruitment of experienced prosecutors and training, for sure.
I wanted to ask you this. How do you change it? I mean, you talk about training. Training is important. It's not just training, obviously, for prosecutors, also for police. And I did a bunch of that too. But, and you did.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We had a whole like phalanx of people who did this in the office all the time.
Yes. And so the way that you change this is it's a culture change. It's a culture shock for a lot of people when they start at a prosecution office, because when you walk in, you're like, I have all these cases and all of these are mine, and I have to be prepared for all of these cases, and you kind of work through them. But the main thing that you do is you always have a senior prosecutor with a junior prosecutor so that they can look at those cases, get that training from them immediately. Any kind of prosecutor that started that office when they came straight to state court, we had a training session. It would be just sitting down, going through the procedures, processes, quirks with your judges. I mean, those are very important. Like, what do they want? What does this judge want? What does this judge like? What are the facts that you have? I mean, like, those are the things you have to do. And then on top of that, you also make sure that your prosecutors are involved with not only their community, but also with their police departments. And that was the main thing that we had in that office, is that you go out with your senior prosecutor and you go out to the police stations. You had a precinct assigned, and it was always a senior prosecutor and a junior prosecutor, one that did felonies, one that did misdemeanors. And so they could stand there and they would train those officers, and they would hear what the officer's issues were. And they would, you know, be able to answer questions about, well, what do I do with this search warrant? Can you look over this search warrant? Can you look at this? I have this issue with this case. Can you help me work through it? Those are the things that we are literally bound by law to do, is to train those prosecutors to make those cases good, make that evidence better, because you want to have a good case, because the more good case, the better your case is, the less likely that case is going to go to trial. Because if you have an overwhelming amount of evidence against somebody, then they know, look, they've got me dead to right on this case. I have no real way to get out of it.
So,
but on top of that, I mean, it's the trainings in the office. It's the going to specific trainings, going to specialized trainings for some prosecutors, and having that specialized unit so that they know that these are the positions. And when you create that for a prosecutor, so like we had Maggie in the office, and she loved, and she loved doing, you know, domestic violence cases, and she wanted to move up and do those felony cases. But she had to have that backing. That first thing that you have is you get through that initial training, go through those minor cases, and then move up and then handle those big cases. You kind of have to have that background before you go up there and just try it. Now, some people can just go out and try felony cases, and that's great. But if you have that training, you have the confidence, and you're not going to make those minor mistakes that you may have made on a smaller case.
Well, and that's something I used to talk about with, you know, you have, there's not one way to do things. This is not a cookie cutter thing.
Nope.
You have people with all manner of talent. So you've got, you know, people who are good speakers like you are. You've got people that are good researchers. I mean, we had a wide array in our office. And you
like
have,
Jerry and you,
yeah,
complete opposites.
Yeah. No, and all of us were complete opposites, Jerry. But I was more toward that research end. But you know, you have people who are into very different things, and they can still be effective in the courtroom.
Yes,
they have to figure out how to play to their strengths and how to incorporate the thing that isn't their strength.
But also learning from the person that has the other skill,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. I mean, but you also have to have communication.
Yes.
Do they have communication in that office anymore? What happened?
I don't know. And I want to say it's either the, you know, whether it's the NDA that happened there, or people are just afraid of what's going to happen to them, or, you know, starting a job there and then realizing 10 days in that, oh, this is not the office for me, so I got to look somewhere else.
10 days?
I mean, you know, that's a long time.
You're not even trying at this point.
No. And that's the thing. We have so many experienced prosecutors that still want to come back and work at that office. And the thing is that, and even people who don't want to come back right away, but they're willing to come in and say, look, let me train these young guys. Let me train these prosecutors on how to try a case. Let me work off your strength and not your weakness. Let's see if we can make that better. But, and that's the thing that needs to happen. when you kick out and what she called them dinosaur prosecutors and then hires dinosaurs, but they're not prosecutors. But you
yeah.
Know, but
oh, no, no. And we need to talk about this specifically because currently they have a whole bunch of people who have no background in prosecution.
None.
That are old lawyers getting paid a lot of money because they have quote unquote experience. They don't have experience in the job.
Nope. Nope.
And they don't know what they're doing. They're afraid. They don't know how to assess a case.
They don't.
And we are suffering for it.
100% suffering for
and,
it.
And, you know, like you can call me a dinosaur if you want to. I, like I said, I tried a murder in Chatham County that was a conflict because of the elected DA. I got a conviction, even though she indicted my detective in the middle of my trial.
Yep.
And that, nothing was hidden from that jury.
Nope.
But I know what I'm doing.
Yes. And you know what you do. And you know what you, because you have that experience. And that's what's lacking in that office. And you can say that's this and that. And, oh, we want to be more progressive. Look, everything has changed. Everybody is trying to be progressive with the way the prosecution is. But sometimes the thing is you have to put in the work. You have to get the training. You have to be able to understand how a case develops, what the evidence is that you're looking for. Because if you're going in and trying a case without bringing a medical examiner and then get the case kicked out because you couldn't prove that the guy died. I mean, that is the problem that you have.
Right. That happened in a murder case in Chatham County under this DA.
Yeah.
Because she put someone in that position who didn't know how to do the job.
Andre Pretorius understands that the only way to build a DA's office that works for all of Savannah is to start with changing the office culture to a collaborative one. It takes your vote to make this happen. Vote Andre for DA in November.